This is the Coin It Podcast, sponsored by CoinCosmo.com. Have fun like a collector. Think like an investor. Whether you're just a hobbyist or looking for an alternative investment with rare coins, paper money, NFTs, or art, your host, Charles Jonath, is covering it all. Now your host, Charles Jonath.
All right, so we're here with coin maestro, Oleg Zamansky, the man himself, modern. You're like the mystical man of the modern coinage. Like, this is a whole field where I am completely ignorant, honestly. I know it's a big area of coins. It's a big business, modern coinage and unique design, especially what you specialize in, which is all like the famous Superman stuff and all these different cartoons.
Pop culture stuff. Yeah.
Pop culture stuff. That stuff's huge, man. And it's a big market in coins, but I'm completely ignorant to it. Like, what's going on right now in the modern world, in the modern coin market, and where are we at basically? Like, give me a rundown because I'm so like out of it. I know I seen all your slabs and stuff like that, but like, explain to me how that works now.
So there were very few back in the day. 2008 was one coin. 2013 was another coin that came out, one-off pieces. 2014, they did the first Avengers set. I'm talking about New Zealand Mint. Here and there were a couple of pieces, but it didn't have that much of an effect. People saw it. They bought it right away. Avengers, Marvel, here some Batman pieces, but nothing like what's happening today. Today you've got various mints across the world doing James Bond coins, DC license, Marvel license. Disney just exploded in 2014.
Really? So they're back into doing stuff.
I mean, this stuff, Lord of the Rings from New Zealand Post and now New Zealand Mint, Harry Potter, everybody's doing it. Monet de Paris, the French Mint, is huge into Harry Potter. Every basically pop culture, movie, cartoon is now coming out with coins. Even Godfather coins are now being released.
Wow. That's crazy. So is this all private mint stuff? Private mint deals that the brands have? Or they're actually going to the government mints?
No, this is Royal Mint of London. So this is as legit as you get.
Wow.
The Royal Mint of London, this is a 5-ounce piece.
So UK, right there.
Yes, correct. And I mean, they do wonderful work at the Royal Mint. They have a huge James Bond line from copper nickel pieces, 1 ounce, 2 ounce, 5 ounce. Now I believe the recent one that came out was 7 kilo gold.
7 kilo gold coin?
Correct. Oh, it's a huge line of James Bond coins.
What does that cost, just by curiosity?
7 kilo gold, I have no idea.
It's got to be ridiculous.
Something like this, it ranges depending on where you get it, but basically retails at $1,500 to $2,000.
Wow. Excuse me. So pretty good premium to the silver.
Oh yeah, this is way over silver price. This is a 5-ounce piece, so silver here is not even $100, and this is way over the silver price because.
So how do people collecting these? Like, is it based on mintage, or how does that work? Like, what's considered
when it's slab like that? You don't. I mean, mintage is important, but what is more important is the population. So, how many of this coin exist in 70 grade or whatever grade you got?
Oh, okay, I see.
So you can, if we take the same coin, the numbers here below the grade, there's a series of numbers, and you go to ngccoin.com and you look it up, and it tells you how many there are in that grade exactly. And that's what you go by. For example, this coin right here, this was just released. This is a fairly new coin. It's about $250.
It's a cool looking coin. Breaking.
It's Lord of the Rings, but it's from Samoa, the country of origin, Samoa. And it's 1 ounce silver, but it's ruthenium plated. That's why it's so black with gold. Mintage, I believe it's under 2,000 coins. So again, it's not anything crazy, no crazy prices. So it's usually a standard price for something like that. But the population in 70, there's only four.
Oh, wow. Okay. Look it up,
there's four. As soon as it's something that low, yeah, it takes up $500-$600.
Wow. Wow. So like on average, how many of those are slabbed? Are they all slabbed or?
No, it depends. It depends who slabs them. If there's a distributor who would slab them, but if they do, then there obviously there's more than 470 because they would slab 200-300 coins to justify the 69s that they would get because they don't get that much of a markup on those.
So out of like 2,000, you figure like 200 of them are going to wind up 70s?
You hope. China recently has been taking over half of the mintage of most coins produced by most major mints. So wow, like Royal really? Canadian Mint, half the mintage almost of every coin goes to China. Same thing for Monnaie de Paris, Royal Mint of London. Half the stuff goes straight to China. How do they do it? I don't know.
So they have a distributor there that's buying direct.
Correct.
Got
but,
it.
I mean, they take so much. So by the time United States gets something like this, there will be 200-300 coins. Out of those, there will probably be 50 and 70. That's it.
Wow. So it's almost like then it becomes a closed market kind of because correct. You're not getting access to the Chinese coins.
No. I actually, for many reasons, I don't want to get into Chinese coins.
No,
but
yeah.
One of the reasons, I mean, the Chinese pandas, they're so, how can I explain?
No, I mean, the U.S. coinage that's going like to China, like those aren't coming back to the States. Those are there and that's done.
Correct. But there's so much, even the U.S. Mint. U.S. Mint would make 42 million silver eagles. I mean, what's the point in me getting that coin in a 70 grade
right.
and paying $50 for it? Who cares? There's zero collectible value. Zero.
Yeah.
There's $20 worth of silver plus grade fee. Nobody cares. Here's a Batman coin. Okay.
It's a piece of art.
It's a piece of art. It's a 5 ounce. It's very thick. You can only see the thickness, how thick it is, by looking like this. It's a 5 ounce antique enamel coin. There's only 25 of these in the world in 70. I mean, this is awesome for people that like Batman. That's a great piece. There's a Captain America shield.
Wow.
It's 2 ounce, colorized and curved. That's a great coin, and it's hard to get a 70 in something like that.
Wow.
So these have low mintages, they have low pops. They have high demand because everybody, there's three types of collectors for this type of stuff. There's investors, because these items go up in value every year. There's people that collect everything that has to do with Batman. They can have posters, whatever they want. And then there's people that just want to give a present to whoever.
Right.
I want to give a present. My son likes Captain America. Here you go.
Right.
And it's much better present than a Lego set. So...
Got it. No, I mean, it makes sense. It's crazy. It's like a whole other world of coins. It blows my mind, but it makes total sense.
It's fantastic because I just don't understand why U.S. Mint is not getting on this. Why U.S. Mint is not releasing Captain America or Superman coins. There's probably 100 different Superman coins that have been released since 2008.
Yeah.
They've been released by Perth Mint, by Royal Canadian Mint, and now by the New Zealand Mint. It's 100 coins.
I don't know why. They do something. It seems like it sells very well. I don't know. Recently, we were at the ANA, and then the U.S. Mint had a booth there, a big setup, and they released some coin there. I'm not sure what that is. Maybe you know, but I've
walked by their table, and they said that anything they release requires a congressional approval.
Right.
So
when they released that coin there at the ANA, I heard it sold out within like a half hour.
Right, because the U.S. coinage has a huge following. But that's because U.S. Mint has been developing coins since God knows how long. Okay.
Right.
They have a following. They know you buy it for this much. It's hot for the first 2-3 months, and then the price tanks. That's right. It. So you can make your 1% margin, 2% margin, whatever the gray sheet allows you, and that's it. There's no such margin here. Okay? The margins here are huge. Okay? So this coin, when it was released in 70 grade, I was able to get for $250 to $300. Okay? I think a couple of months ago, there was one on eBay sold for $2,500.
Wow.
It's been 6 years. This coin is 6 years old. 10 times.
And why is that? That's just the market right now, or?
That's the market. That's the market. They're sold out. Everybody's keeping these because they're amazing. And if you want one, you just can't find one.
Right.
You can't buy one. So,
because it's kind of done its thing. It's most of, probably a lot of them got slabbed up, right? And now it correct. Is what it is. If you want something the best, like you this, want a 70, you have to pay the premium.
Correct. This is a 2022, so the price is still fairly low. Because it's a new coin, you can still find the raw coins. You can send them in yourself to get slabbed. And good luck. You maybe get a 70. Not on a 5-ounce shake, but okay, it's possible. But when 2022 passes every year, that Batman coin is gonna fly up.
Yeah. No, I mean, it makes like, sense, man.
These coins that I'm showing, these three coins, they're already sold. Okay. So they're here in my office in four days, I have a customer coming in. They're gone. I don't have them.
Right.
I'm not listing them on eBay. As soon as I get something like this, I text my team, whoever is interested, come to my office, end of story.
Right. Wow.
So the fact that I was crazy. Able to put together a good display for ANA is not easy to do.
Yeah, you had, I mean, quite a bit of them on display there. I mean, that and people will say, like, okay, that's your specialty. They correct. You already correct. You built the name of being the guy who's got like the hard to get Batman coin, you know.
Correct. Batman, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, I mean, whatever pop culture is. I mean, I don't even know what Rick and Morty is, but those coins are out now.
It's a cartoon, I believe. It's like an adult cartoon.
Yeah, it's some kind of an adult cartoon, and then my nephew's into it, so I'm going to get a couple. I honestly have no idea what that is.
Yeah, it's probably going to be another big thing, I think. Yeah dude, that's crazy. That's like, how did you get into all this, and how did you get into coins, and then how did you find your niche event ultimately?
I got into coins in 1982. My great grandmother got me into coins. She gave me an Israeli shekel coin. Yeah. To me, that was like, what is this? This was magical. So
That
was it for me. And after years of going to the ANA, to the fun show and various other shows, I mean, I can't compete with Morgan Dollars or that gold $4 Stella coins. I'll buy one coin. That's too much money.
You'd be done. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. There's no way that the piece dollars, I mean, every other dealer has this.
Yeah.
I gotta come up with something new. I can't do paper money because it's 10 years of education.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm like, okay, I gotta get into this. So I gave a shot at this, and I got in just at the right time when this stuff was being released. 2012, 2013, 2014. All those myths just started dabbling their feet into the DC Comics. Royal Canadian Mint just started releasing Looney Tunes coins in 2015. Star Trek coins just started coming out, and I can't buy anything, like anything that's old.
So what'd you do? You struck up deals with distributors or?
Correct.
Nice.
And various mints and NGC to get the right labels and different core colors. Even started working with various mints to produce my own coins. Still working on those.
Very cool, man. Very cool. That's awesome, dude. That's crazy. It's always fascinating to me how people find their little niches in the business, because there's so many in coins, you know, like,
Oh yeah.
There's so many different ancient directions you could go into.
Yeah.
No, dude.
I mean, I like ancient coins, but I mean, that's a whole new ballgame.
It is. And you know, ancients are tough because,
yeah,
there's, you know, the grading is you got to figure out the grading. You got to know how to identify these coins. There's right. so many different ancient coins, especially in the Roman different provinces. So it's like you said, right. it's a long-term process of learning. Like it's a, right. you know, you need the education and, you know, you need to build up time to have that reputation as being someone that's reliable for ancients.
Correct. But I think ancient coins are fantastic if you get the right grades. But if I'm at ANA, for example, at the show, and I put out a case of Superman, Captain America, Batman, and pop culture stuff, and here's I put a case of Morgan Dollars, and here I put a case of ancients, most people will gravitate to the pop culture stuff.
Yeah.
Because they identify that. Only professional key people will gravitate towards Morgan Dollars to get that right mint mark in the right year.
Absolutely.
And only super mega gonzo guys, that's how my daughter really says, will gravitate towards the ancient coins.
Yeah.
Nobody will say, let me give my son an ancient coin for $2,000.
No, right.
And even though it has a high grade, you can barely tell what that is.
That's funny to me. It's interesting because I think, yeah, it's crazy. So there's people willing to pay a high premium on, you know, a relatively modern coin with not a lot of history. It's just significant. It's significant in pop culture.
Correct.
As opposed to something that's 2,000 years old that has a ton of history to it.
Correct. Correct. I'll give you an example. On the last day of the show, I think it was the last half hour, because everybody's cleaning up, packing up, that's it, the show is over. I got a guy comes in and he sees I have a Terminator 3 coin set. He says, oh my God, I saw this movie 3 times in the movies. I love that movie. I don't care how much that set is. I want it.
Right.
Boom. So I was like, okay, this is the price. This is how much it is. This is what the set is. This is the packaging. That's what it looks like. Done. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah. People go on
emotion. It's their emotion. It's their memories of association.
Right. It's significant now to them.
Right. If you have a tetradrachm that's 2,000 years old and it's in high grade, they're going to look at it and be like, okay.
So next. Now let me ask you on this, like, so with art bars and stuff like that, some of the older art bars that have like old time actors and stuff on that are less popular now than the more stuff people Correct. Know that have cultural significance that's more Correct, recent.
Because this stuff came out. This stuff, first of all, it's certified. Art bars are not.
Right.
Certification is a big part. I mean, I deal in 95% certified, 5% raw. Because
who's doing most of that now? It's NGC, right? It seems like
NGC or PCGF, right? But I don't want to deal with fakes. I don't want to take any chances. I don't want to. I mean, this is just a thing for me.
Yeah.
Here we can look this up. We know it's authentic right away. We know the grade. That's it. Nobody talks about condition. When you have an art bar, oh, what do you think? This had a scratch, or well, do you have one in better condition, better shape?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
They're trying to. And then the premium on the art bars is very, very small. There's no way for a 2 ounce art bar you can charge $2,500. I mean, I don't charge this much.
Yeah, there might be some that are just really rare, like in sought right. after, and then people look right. for them for sure. But no, I know what you mean. I don't know. I mean, I think for the long term, you have to look at the numbers. You have to look at mintages. You know,
right.
how many right. were made and right. how many wound up in what grades? And so you say, look right. at the population reports. That right. can be like what you can stand on, I think, in Correct. The long term with this stuff.
Correct.
I mean, Correct. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter because, you know, ancient coins are great and they have a lot of history, but there's tons of Roman coins that there's just so many That's of right. them out there that exist. And they found That's tons right. of them in excavation. So they're not That's all right. that rare, you know?
That's right.
But if you have a very limited edition coin that has big pop cultural significance that, you know, is doing something, I mean, that's, you know, and it's certified and there's only a Correct. Handful that are in top grade. Man, now you got something that's, you know.
When I was going for which field to go into, I tried to grab as many potential customers as I could. So you've got, like I said, you've got the investors, collectors, and people that want to give a gift. Investors, I understand, for ancient coins or for Morgan Dallas. It has some potential of going slowly up. Okay, somebody wants to give a gift. Let me give you an XF40 Carson City Morgan Dollar. Okay, that's very small. Collectors, again, it's a very small base, but everybody knows what that meant.
Well, yeah, I mean, Morgan Dollars, like, they're a great coin. It's a classic American coin. But at the same time, like, everyone has them, and you know, if you spend any amount of time in a coin shop, you've seen so many Morgan Dollars.
Correct.
You know, I always say, like, if you go to a coin show and you walk around to all the booths and all the dealers have pretty much the same stuff, it's not all that rare, right?
Correct.
Exactly. So you need stuff that's, like, legitimately, you know, what I would say investment grade pieces. You know, correct. So it's interesting. The modern coin world is interesting to me.
And it's also good to diversify. Even if you collect Morgan Dollars and you're a big U.S. coin dealer into this, I've always told to many dealers, why don't you grab a few of my coins and sell them? If you sell them, make money, grab many more from me.
Right.
And if you don't, I stand by my product. I will get your money back. I've had one return in 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean that. I know people like it. I know it sells because I've seen that stuff sell in the coin shop. I mean, years ago we had all the Disney rounds. You remember when Disney made those in the '80s?
Rarities mint. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, and then guys were collecting that. It was a big thing, and the biggest one was the Sorcerer's Stone. I remember, like, that was the rare one that you wanted. So like, anytime we had those, it was, you know, immediate sale.
Correct.
Yeah, they did really well with that. And I don't know, I guess they're trying to replicate that now, right? Disney's got back into the coin market.
Disney is huge. I mean, Disney, especially Disney princesses, oh my gosh. It's probably one of the strongest selling pieces I've ever had.
Wow.
New Zealand Mint released a 12-coin series a few years back. And once in a while, they release a standalone Moana or Mulan or so on, and I can't keep them in stock.
Interesting. So all the foreign mints are picking this stuff up. Like, who's killing it right now? Who's, like, the top foreign? Who's the
New
top
Zealand mint would probably be the top. I mean, they produce at least 2 coins every week, at least.
Wow. New Zealand.
They are amazing. They do a fantastic job. Perth Mint does a lot of Simpsons, and they're hugely popular. Simpsons coins, there's probably 30, 40 different designs now in the last 2 years when they opened the license. It's huge. Harry Potter, so it's...
So the Frenchman got the Harry Potter? How did that happen?
The Frenchman, they do a lot of Monet de Paris. They do a lot of Harry Potter coins. They're beautiful. They're going from a third of an ounce to 5-ounce pieces. They're amazing.
You would think the British Mint would have that, I mean...
You would think, right? The British Mint does the James Bond.
Oh, at least they got that. That's good.
Right. And while the Perth Mint also has James Bond.
Do they really?
James Bond coins from Tuvalu, from the country of Tuvalu, which is Perth Mint. They have a lot of those coins, but the Royal Mint of London, yeah, they do a lot of James Bond work. Other countries do their own cartoons, but nobody knows cartoons from India or cartoons from Russia, and nobody cares.
Here's how out of it I am. Is the Franklin Mint still around doing coins, like, for the islands and stuff like that?
I don't think so.
No, right?
I don't think so. I think they do die-cast cars and stuff like that, but...
Wow.
They used to do good work, I remember.
Yeah, tons. Well, they had the contract with a lot of islands that were small in the Caribbean and then in the Pacific.
Now you've got these little private mints like MDM and Mint 21. They're private companies, and they do coins from Cook Islands, from Solomon Islands. I think this is actually one of them.
Wow.
Because Barbados doesn't have a mint.
Right. Yeah, that's what happened though. A lot of those countries, they're too small. I mean, they can't, they have the subcontract. Right. Have you heard of CIT?
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys are, have you seen some of their stuff?
Work.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, yeah. I used to have a friend who worked there, Chang.
Right, Chang.
He showed me some incredible designs. I've sold a lot of their stuff.
They're really good guys, those guys.
Oh yeah, I've seen their steampunk line. I love it. Their meteorite coins are hugely popular with my customers. Meteorite coins are coin, doesn't matter how shape, but there's a tiny piece of meteorite embedded into the coin, somewhere in the coin.
Wow.
And because it's NGC certified, it's an authentic piece of meteorite. It's not something I found in the backyard.
Right, it's legit,
Right, so people love it. I mean, an actual piece of whatever meteorite, people just gravitate to that.
Man, that's crazy. So how are you doing? Do you have a website that you sell online? Are you doing e-commerce?
I'm working on the website. I've been working for some time and here and there.
So it's just mainly...
a lot of work on eBay.
You've been on eBay, okay. And then the phones, I would imagine.
eBay charges insane fees now. I mean,
it's crazy.
Getting out of hand. So I've slowed down on eBay. I still have a few products there. I do a lot of work on Instagram, on Facebook, so social media. And at this stage of the game, there's so many people that know who I am that when I go to a show, I end up selling 75% of my inventory. So
wow. So shows are still like the main thing.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff, even if you don't know me, you see something like this, it catches your eye, done deal.
Right.
So it's much better for eye appeal to do this in person.
Visual. Yeah. Are you doing stuff on Instagram too?
A little bit. I used to do a lot. I have Instagram presence now. There's just some pictures of me at the shows, but yeah, people contact me on Instagram and a lot of people come to my office and just ring the door and say, what do you have?
Right.
Or they would text me, ask me, can you get me additional Harry Potter coins or something special? And so-and-so, and I ask, what's the price range? And then we
make it happen.
Yeah. I get it done. Yep.
That's so cool, man. That's great. That's great. Yeah, no, but that'll be cool to see. You should definitely put up a website and stuff like that and people can buy.
I plan to. I'll put a website together and... It's another thing, difficulty with the website, as soon as I put a product up, it sells.
Yeah.
So it's constant management of the website. You have to delete it, remove it, selling, and...
That's what happens, The e-commerce is like a whole other thing,
Right. Like, this coin, there's four. As soon as I put this up on eBay, it's gone.
Right.
Furthermore, it's already gone. So I don't even have... This is not even my coin anymore.
Right.
Right. So as soon as I get something that cool in 70 grade, in 69 it's easy, but as soon as I get something in 70 grade, it's over.
Boom. That's so cool. So how does NGC give you pictures and stuff like that when they slab that, or how does that work?
Yes. When you slab something, before they actually ship it to you, you're able to see the grades, and you're able to see the pictures, and then you see your tracking information when the box will arrive. But in the meantime, you can see the coins. And what I do is I just email these pictures to my customers. And by the time I get the coins, they're already sold.
Wow. They really stepped up their photo grading. Did you see that?
They did. They do a great job. NGC does a fantastic job.
I'm proud. I'm happy that's the case. That was, that needed to happen.
You can look me up on NGC. I believe I'm number 3 for all world coins completely. I mean, it's...
You mean like a registry set or?
Correct.
Oh, okay. What are you, are you collecting yourself or are you just mainly doing?
I am a collector too. That's how I started.
Really?
I started as a collector because I thought this was great. I thought this was a terrific way to put money into this, watch it appreciate, then sell it and make money. And then I realized that I can have a business.
Yeah. And do what you love.
Correct.
That's awesome, man. Oh, gee. You did all the right things. You came here and you figured it out, man. You're killing it.
Thank you. I'm trying to.
You're like the main guy now.
Last year, I got the overall achievement from NGC. So
That's cool, man. That's great. So what's in the future for you? What are your any future plans or?
I plan to get more of this type of stuff, obviously. I mean, this inventory is amazing. People love it. The more there's more and more customer base is growing and growing constantly. At some point I got to start selling more and more and more. So
yeah, just keep growing the business, right?
And going to shows. I'm actually interested in going to Long Beach. You know Long Beach show, right?
Yeah, definitely. So are you good? Yeah, I mean, I've been doing them forever since I was a kid, but it's a great show. Yeah. That's the big one on the West Coast. That's the big show on the West Coast. So Long Beach is really good.
I need to go to that show then. Okay.
Yeah, you definitely should. I think you would do well, for sure. It's a whole different.
It's a flight. It's a pain in the ass, but it's okay. Yeah,
that's the thing. But to be honest with you, you're going to get a whole new crop of people.
Correct.
That you wouldn't normally see on your East Coast shows, or the Midwest. So there's people that are going to be some familiar faces because people go to all the shows, and then a whole new crop of people that don't want to travel to the East Coast to go to shows. They wait for Long Beach, you know.
Right.
That's like their big show.
This side of the country, fun shows. I do pan shows, which I think are fantastic. The Pittsburgh shows, ANA shows. I have never done Baltimore. Simply, I just don't know how safe that city is.
Yeah.
I do the Central States. That's a great show. Some local small shows, but I do need to. I think Long Beach happens twice a year, I believe, correct?
Yeah. No, well, three times a year, actually.
Three times?
Yeah. So February, June, and then September.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Three times a year. It's a big show. I think the biggest one probably is February.
February. Okay.
Yeah. February seems to be like the strongest show. And I think second to that would be September.
Yeah. Cause the summer people don't do that much. Okay.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Okay. So then I'll shoot for February because the September there's no way, but for February I'll shoot for that.
Yeah, man, you should do it. Come out and I'll be there. Obviously. We'll do something.
I assume you're going to the fun show.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be there.
In January, right?
Yep. Yep.
Oh yeah. I'll be there full force.
Nice. That's awesome.
Great show. That's a great show.
Well, that's good. Well, you got to inform us. Let us know when your website's going to be up and everything. And then
absolutely
go from there. But dude, thank you so much for coming on. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I needed an education on modern coins and what was going on with this pop culture stuff, because I know it's a whole big thing and, you know, I see it as a viable business, but I'm like totally ignorant to it. I'm in my 19th century US coin world, you know, and it's like, that's what I do. So
I'm completely lost
when it comes to that. Yeah, I know. It's well, that's cool. That's the cool thing about our industry. There's so many niches and it all depends on what you're into, you know.
Right.
You know, whatever your interests gravitate towards, there's a section in coins that can spark your interest and it's a whole other viable market, right? So
that's
one of the cool things about our business. And
correct.
I feel like we're very lucky. We're doing what we love. We're doing our hobby, but we're making a living at it too, which is cool.
Thank God.
Yeah, tell me about it. That's for sure.
I appreciate you having me, brother.
Absolutely, my man.
And stay in touch.
Will do.
And I'll definitely see you at the fun show.
All right, Coin Maestro, I'll see you. Take it easy, buddy.
Take care, man. Later. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.